AJ Ogilvie joining us now from the north of Australia. Morning, AJ.
Morning, guys. How you doing?
Yeah, I tell you what, we're good. What about you blokes? Brian Gorshin comes to town. You're 2-0, and the way you beat the Taipans on Monday night, you take on the Bullets at Nissan Arena, but I tell you, you're playing some good ball.
Yeah, we played Brisbane up first, and I don't think we quite played to the level that we wanted to, but came out against Cairns with a lot of energy and played some great defense and managed to get a great win over them.
With that, with the Brian Gorshin effect, and look, you've always had the ability. I know it didn't go right for you last season, but what's Brian brought to town?
I think just the level of intensity that we play with defensively is what has really changed for us this year. You know, obviously we've got some very different pieces than we had last year. You know, especially on the defensive end, like Justin Simon just creates absolute havoc for us, blocking shots and stealing the ball off the other team. But I think that's the major thing for us, you know, playing hard on defense and letting that create our offense.
With the dramas surrounding the club, was it a reset for this season?
Yeah. Well, I think, you know, there was a huge turnover, not just in playing staff or the players, but the office staff, coaches, from top down, you know. So I think it's definitely been a complete change of, you know, culture as well that has, you know, stood us in good stead.
AJ, let's just go back in history a little bit. You did do a summer league in the USA. How did that influence your basketball and your career back in Australia?
Yeah, I mean, basketball's kind of taken me all over. Was playing college basketball before I did summer league and then went to Europe. So, you know, kind of bounced around a little bit, but found home in the Illawarra, which has been great. And yeah, now I'm captain of the team, so hopefully we can continue this winning way and make a run at the finals.
And you like the imports that that we have in our competition as well? They bring something to the table.
Yeah, for sure. I think over the past 4 or 5 years, the level of basketball in Australia has really gone through the roof, and has helped us bring better imports in. You know, the Bryce Cottons, the Casper Wares, and if you look at our guys, Tyler Harvey and Justinian and Justin, that 10 years ago, we just wouldn't have got that level of talent in Australia.
They're very passionate fan base in that Wollongong area. They love their basketball. They're in for a bit of a treat this year, I think. I believe that you guys are going to be right at the top of that ladder.
Yeah, me too. I think from the get go, when we all started training together, I said that we'll be competitive and we're going to make a run at the finals. I think other people are starting to see that talent level now. We'll be out of the Illawarra for a little bit here, you know, just with the COVID restrictions, and then we go into the NBL hub. But we're hoping to get a string of home games and get lots of fans down there to support us.
How will you beat Brisbane on the weekend?
I think we've just got to play a similar way than we did to in Cairns here. Lots of defensive intensity, try and get out and get some easy points. I think we kind of lacked on that the first game, but we know what we've got to do now. And we know the level we can play at, so that's the expectation.
And then any discussion or chat about when you will be returning back to New South Wales and Sydney? Has there been any talk of it?
I mean, not just yet. We're still planning on playing away games until kind of the end of February, and then we go down to Melbourne for the NBL Cup, and that's for a month. So it'd be towards the end of March, realistically, that we're looking on coming back.
What's the size of the squad you're running at the moment, AJ?
We've got 11 guys here, but we've got a couple of injuries that are in and out. We'll hopefully have a few guys coming back into the squad that have gone back to Illawarra to get some treatment in the next couple of weeks. So got some reinforcements coming back for the cup down in Melbourne, but yeah.
So do they have to quarantine? Is there, if someone leaves the hub and goes back to Wollongong for treatment and then coming back, does that cause an extra delay, or can they come straight back in?
We're currently working through that. So yeah, okay. It just depends on where we go. You know how the borders are.
Yeah.
So we're trying to get them to meet us, but they obviously can't get to Queensland. So it might be better if they just wait for 2 weeks and come down to Melbourne without having to quarantine. So.
God. It's becoming more and more at the moment, not so much about, it does help, what's happening on the court and on the field. But, Brian and his support staff and all the admin team, it's becoming mere management and keeping you guys sane while you're away from family and friends.
Yep, for sure. It's definitely a challenge, but I think our group has handled the adversity really well. We're just rolling with the punches, taking it game by game. But yeah, hasn't been without its struggles.
Isn't it one of the great quotes, game by game, and that's certainly going to be this season for you guys. Good luck against the Bullets tomorrow night, AJ. Thanks for your time.
Thanks so much for having me, guys.